This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dan Neenan, director of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, joins us. And Dan, the third full week of February is recognized as National Grain Bin Safety Week. What are some of the things that NECAS does to help bring more awareness to National Grain Bin Safety Week?
Grain Bin Safety Week was created back in 2014, a product of Nationwide Insurance. We are the nonprofit provider. So we do safety and health programming for farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness, as well as agricultural rescue programs for rural volunteer fire departments. So what NECAS does is, coming up to Grain Bin Safety Week, is the advocacy program for the zero entry mentality. If we don't get into a bin, we can't get trapped, which will prevent the entrapments and fatalities that are happening. But also from the other side of it, then we take in the donations, and then we turn those donations into grain rescue tubes and trainings for rural volunteer fire departments. So since the program's inception in 2014, we have put out 204 rescue tubes in 31 states, and five of those tubes have actually been used in a real rescue so far. Probably a good majority of your listeners are family farms who are exempt from OSHA rules. So first of all, you never want to enter a bin when you're alone. You always want somebody to be there as an attendant outside watching what's going on. Second of all, we need to lock out and tag out the power source to the auger, because if you're on the grain, when the auger gets turned on, it can pull you to your waist in 15 seconds and completely submerge you within 30 seconds. We need to check for air quality sampling. Make sure we've got at least 21.5% oxygen inside of that confined space. Everybody going in needs to be wearing a harness and be tied off. There needs to be at least two people, and that second person, that needs to be their one and only job, is watching that person that's in the bin. And if they become unresponsive or become trapped, it's not that person's job to go in and rescue them. It's that person's job to call for 911 and to bring the fire department into the bin where the person is located at.
Now, if people would like to make that financial donation, what's the best way they can do that?
You can go on to www.grainbinsafetyweek.com to be able to do it, and there's a link there where folks could donate to the cause. They can also go and nominate their fire department to be able to win a rescue tube and training. Our fifth rescue that we've had with that came in Kansas with the Goodland Fire Department. The very first tube that was delivered back in 2014 was Westphalia, Kansas.
That's Dan Neenan, director of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi. We'll be right back.